This is Julie.
Hey, calendar, what's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry, I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwann's help. With Schwann's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at Schwann's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
It's one of my presentations. It's called The Game Plan for Success.
Okay.
Titled after the book.
Yes.
The Game Plan for Success.
Makes sense.
And what it is, it's a blueprint for your everyday success. It's a simple but profound 3-step process of how you can go from your start to your finish line while fast tracking your success.
Okay.
So we talk about the importance of goal setting. You know, what is that? How do you set goals? What's the importance of it? You know, we dig deep into it, you know. Number two, we talk about the importance of mentorship. What does that mean? How do you find mentors? It's a deep dive into it.
Nice.
We also talk about networking. We do a hands-on elevator speech exercise. People put together their elevator speeches. This is in school settings. I just got done doing this in a corporate setting because sometimes we forget like what our own elevator speech is. And then also we dive into hands-on and very interactive 3 minutes of speed networking when it comes to networking. So ultimately with networking, I think it takes each and every one of us to make all of us successful. So again, you go from your start. You know, you have to have a goal. You have to have, there has to be like a finish line. There has to be this endpoint that you want to achieve. And then after that, there's some steps you have to take. You have to learn from other people that have been there and done it.
Yeah.
And then while you're doing that, you have to make sure that you're surrounding yourself around the right types of people. Again, we're talking about networking.
Yes.
People that are going to influence you in a positive way. People that are going to help you and praise you all the way up high and not bring you down low. People that are gonna celebrate you and not just tolerate you.
And cutting out the, and I love it. And so people can check that out when they get you to speak or get in your book, get like the blueprint of it. Get you to speak would be even better because you get both of it. But on the other end of that with the people that will raise you and like share your wins with you, but also it's so important that you have those people that aren't just like the yes men that will call you out and be like, you're awesome, I love you, but you like you in this area you're doing right here sucks, but they say it respectfully and in an encouraging way out of love, but it's not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear. You've got to have people that are also going to like your one mentor that challenged you, like, look, I get it, you want to give up, and it would be great to tell you, well, you've tried hard, most people haven't made it this far,
right.
And he's kind of like, put on your big boy bridges, because I never said it was going to be easy.
Right.
But you got to also have people like that that will tell you what you really need to hear, because like, and not just pacify what you want to hear and just like feed your emotion. Because I've had times, I went through another struggle, I could go on for hours with this, it always is, with another project I had worked on for a whole video course that is now, has leading into my next book. But I worked with this person, with this team for almost 2 years. It continued to be so much, and it was referred by someone I trusted. And this stuff happens. And over time, I just kept seeing, I had paid a lot of money, but chaos just kept following this. I just kept seeing these trends and these, and it was affecting this, but I kept having hope that, okay, but he's still just gonna help finish it. And it just kept, and finally, I had someone close to my circle that was just like, dude, because he had done something with a person too, and he was just like, you've got to make a decision now. Either you're gonna keep having these cycles every 3 months, and it's gonna be complete, or cut them off. And it's like, and then you have to think, in this, the person owes me money. I talked about on the last show, like what Goliath to face. You can lawyer up, and there's times where you should and can't be a doormat. And I had to fight the whole state of Ohio to open Dreamshine, go against Goliath. There's times, but then there's also times where you can actually continue to put that energy into growing and developing your dream, versus it's like that humility before honor, because sometimes it could be ego and you could be like, I gotta get right. But you gotta step back, and he was like, think of the time and the money that you're gonna invest in that. You'll probably end up, a little bit, is it worth? And it wasn't what I wanted to hear. I wanted him to be like, get the, and I'm like, damn, that's true, you're right. Yep. Like, I could, if I needed to, and I'm an honest person, like if anyone was to ever ask about this person, I would immediately be like, don't ever do work with them. Your life. And it's so important that you have also those people like that raise you up and share your wins with you. Right. And it's always like when you're having a win and a success, it's good to like look at the person's face, because if they're in your circle, they're celebrating for you. But if you can see like this sour, oh, I'm so happy, and you could see this passive aggressive, that's not what you want. Those people will try to pull you down. And then they can get really negative, and then the next thing you know, you're just that's such an important lesson. And there's different seasons in life, and it doesn't mean you're not nice to people. You can love them at an arm's length, but you also have to make sure you have those people that, as you were just saying before, like that are real and authentic and will call you out on not just what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Like that mentor you had that told you, when you were like, I want to give up, this is hard. And he wasn't just like feeding, and he was encouraging you.
Right.
But he wasn't just like feeding into like, you've done enough, you should be proud. And I get it, he was like, I never told you it was going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you want, the wrong person could have the best intentions for you, and they could be projecting their own life, and they could be like, man, look, you've gone after, you've tried more than I ever have, like my hat goes off to you. You should give up, like it's a good, but you need those people that are like, you've been doing good, you're encouraged, but I never said it was gonna be easy. You need to re-strategize, look, here's a chance to refocus, but you can't give up, I told you it was gonna be hard. You also need those people that aren't just like the yes men or yes women in your life that just tell you everything that you want to hear, that really tell you at the hard times what you need to hear too, you know?
I agree. And as I was saying earlier, regardless of the people around you, if they're mentors or if they're friends, just regular relationships, these people, they need to keep it 100% real. Like we just discussed, it's okay to praise each other up high, you know, when we're celebrating wins. But if there's something that's not going right, it's important for that person to be able to call you out on it, because that's just the right thing to do. And if authenticity within a relationship, if it doesn't exist, then as you mentioned earlier, it's okay to close the casket.
All this is stuff that I've learned the hard way, so I'm making sure. But And we'll be able to, all know, we'll edit that right in.
Okay.
But where did you just leave off there with the authenticity or the close the casket? Like, I'm just going to go right off that. Yeah, like close the casket. Like, I had just done a previous show, talked about it, and didn't mention the person's name specifically because that's not what I do. But I said on the show, if this person, like I would be real if someone tried to do work with them, I would tell them straight up, because I feel like that's my duty, that's my character. No.
Definitely.
Don't, because this person, and people, may get these little short-term wins, but that's what we were talking about, your character in the long run. It's like those 6 degrees of separation. People can get these little, they can under-deliver and screw people over and make this their money in the short term. They don't ever win in the long run.
Nope.
And I was working with someone like this that was referred through someone that I still respect and trust. And the person just didn't have that experience yet with them, and it ended up, this person's doing a lot with their businesses, and I built this course over the years, and I talked about on the last show. It was a letdown. It was hard because we had put the work in, and him and his team, he had some of the skill, but there was always something that was off. Like, it would always be the over-promising. And it's like I said, be authentic. There's times where I've meant the best, and I'm like, oh, we're gonna do it, and we didn't hit it yet, but then I'm gonna over-deliver till we make it happen and make it right. And sometimes people are like, what's the ROI on that? You're gonna lose that. The ROI is you finish what you said you were gonna do, and you finish it with excellence, and you make it right. Even if you end up losing money on it, you do the best, and you do what you said you're gonna do, and you finish it, and then you learn from it.
Nope.
But that vouches for your character. In this situation I was in, I had invested a lot, it just kept dragging on, and then I'd be doing what they said, I'm putting in, I work hard, and then they would just, a whole new set of excuses, and now we need to, and it was like, I was almost in this like abusive cycle, and it was like, and then they'd overpromise, now this time it's gonna be different, and it was finally that friend that was like, snap out of it, like, look, you've got to just cut this, you can choose to just keep being in these cycles or move on. And yeah, like I was just telling you a little before, like you could lawyer up, mm-hmm. and there's a time when you should do that and you need to. And then you got to look at what Goliath and what energy am I investing on? And you really have to look at it all, like pull your emotions out and look at all this business. Like, is my time and a lawyer going to be worth what I'm going to get from that? Or is it just about my ego?
Right.
But I'm not saying this doesn't mean being a doormat, because it can feel like that. But if you're able to look at the bigger picture, because then I'm like, then I'm letting them get away with it. But really, I cut them off and I'm like, no way, I'm moving on. I'm done with this crap. And I still can fight if I want to. And I still may and get the finances back, however, but it doesn't have to be in a certain focus like that. But I continue to look at now where I'm putting my energy and all the blessings in it and how I'm able to move forward. And now I'm not going to be connected with this person or affiliated with them at all. And it's a great project that I've created from this. And having that person in my life that was able to help call that out was so important, because it wasn't what I wanted to hear. It was like that hard news, that hard truth that you don't want to hear. And I like sitting here with you right now, mm-hmm. telling people, because you could think, well, now you've had your company for 12 years, you've got a studio, this just happened like a week ago. Like, stuff still happens. Like, and then I'm thinking, well, I should have been smart enough as a businessman to not let this person get, it happens. And I had the best, I had done the research, but it happens. But the thing is, now what can you do to change it? How can you learn? How can you adjust? And then what I've always learned with these types of people is that's like the tortoise and the hare, we're saying, they never end up winning in the long run.
Right.
And there's a time when to fight the right Goliath, and there's a time not to just get caught up in all that, and you keep focusing on your bigger purpose and your dream, and you see where you are in 5 years, and you watch where they are, because I've seen it with other people. And your character will keep building that foundation, because they don't have it, and it's just gonna crumble. And they're always in that chaos and that storms. And I was seeing that. I mean, it was crazy without saying the name. Like, I even went and visited their whole operation, and it reminded me, have you ever seen that movie Boiler Room?
I have.
You remember how they had the whole office and everything set up?
Yep.
Then like when they were getting investigated, all of a sudden it's just gone?
Right.
I was there and it was like the whole thing, but I didn't know anything was going on, but the way it was set up, I just got this weird vibe, and it reminded me of Boiler Room, And in my head, I was imagining them all just gone and like, just the phone, a few phone cords. And it was like, I got this weird, that I was just kind of like, huh, that's odd. I didn't know why I was having it, but now I can totally see how that happened. It's weird how you get like this gut instinct from, I think it's from past experiences, like builds up this almost like gut radar that sort of goes off. But yeah, it was crazy. I'll let you know behind the scenes to make sure you don't ever do work with this person.
Sure,
truth always comes out.
Yeah, appreciate that.
But let's let everyone know, and I appreciate you coming here, like from Cincinnati today, and I feel like that so much of this, the topic of this show, there will be a multiple show, is so much on authenticity. There's so much to that. First of all, we'll have everything in the show notes, but where's the best place for everyone to go right now if they're just watching and they want to jump online to find you, to follow you, to check your book out? Just let everyone know who's listening.
Absolutely. Feel free to visit my website, and that's www.garrettleespeaks.com. And again, it's Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T-T, L-E-E, speaks.com. You can also send me an email, and that's Garrett@GarrettLeeSpeaks.com. And you can find me on just about any social media platform by typing in Garrett Lee Speaks.
Nice. Nice. And the book right here, The Game Plan for Success, Learning How to Succeed with Purpose. You can grab this like on Amazon and stuff too, right?
Amazon, that's right. Go to Amazon.com and simply type in the search box, Garrett Lee, Game Plan for Success. It should pop up. Or you can visit my website, and on the homepage, if you scroll down, there will be a picture of a book with the link, and you'll click on it, and it will send you to the Amazon site so you can purchase the book.
Nice, nice. I love it. I love it. And as we're wrapping up, what would be some of the final things that you would like to say to just really motivate? I usually put in a summary, but it'd be great to hear you, if you were to capture just what we've talked about today and what you think people are struggling, if you were to give them like a conclusion of some advice just before we end this, what can you say to everyone about just everything you've learned so far and what?
Yeah, I've got two pieces of advice. So the first thing is, you know, we all have goals that we want to achieve. They could be small or large, and sometimes there's a gap, and that gap is really trying to figure out how you're going to accomplish it. How do you go from your start to your finish line? And through my personal experience and the book, I've interviewed several other experienced and successful entrepreneurs. Finding a mentor is a key way of how you can expedite and fast track your success. Someone who's 100% authentic, has their best interests within you, and also that is doing that very thing that you want to do. And number two is, sometimes it's easy to get caught up. You might go to an event, you might be listening to this podcast, and you might think, you know, for you guys to be talking about this, it's a lot easier said than done. Sometimes you just have to take action.
Yeah.
Don't worry so much about, you know, the mistakes and the fumbling and what the end result is going to be like. You know, sometimes you just have to take action and make it happen. You know, one of my mentors, actually, it's a friend of mine. He's my barber. His name's Alan Ford, and he once told me, Garrett, you don't have to be smart to be great.
Yeah.
You just have to be focused. And it's important just to be focused on getting to your end result, your finish line, and just take action, just make it happen. As the saying goes, you know, you don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great.
That's right. That's right. Amen to all that. And there's so many different types of smarts. That could be a whole other show. And your brain confidence is all a muscle. You build it by putting the reps in. You take action. And like Garrett said, like, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. That's what kills people. Overthinking leads to paralyzation. but also understand, like Garrett said, like his mentor told him, listen, everyone, because it's hard, because you're going through these storms, because you're going through these rejections, is because you're going after that bigger dream, that bigger amazing vision, not that's in his heart, Garrett's heart, not that's in mine, the one that's in your heart. And you're in that gap in between, and because you're getting beat down with adversity means you're on the right path. Because like your mentor said, if it was easy, everyone would simply just make their dreams a reality, but it's not. But the truth is, if you stay rooted and connected to your why, then you'll see that it's absolutely worth it. And not if, but when you make it to the other side, you realize you make it to the top of that mountain, then you're able to have levels where you're able to help move mountains for others and change lives more and more for other people. And then you get to climb an even higher mountain, and it's a lifelong journey. And the key to it is to continue to be you, continue to grow. And like Garrett was saying throughout this entire show, my biggest takeaway that you said is just be authentic. Humility comes before honor. Allow that authenticity, that vulnerability that Garrett was talking about. That's what makes you a man or a woman right there, is having the real courage to be vulnerable. That's your superpower. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.
Get to Old Navy for star-spangled style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.